USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic frontrunner for the White House is calling on President Trump to move more quickly in combating the coronavirus pandemic in the United States.
Speed matters. We know that you can't go too fast. It's about going too slow.
That's Joe Biden speaking from his home in Delaware on MSNBC, also accusing President Trump of issuing conflicting and confusing statements about the virus over the past few weeks. Biden argued that Trump needs to, quote, step up and do his job and stop campaigning. Congressman Mark Meadows about to start a new job at the White House to become President Trump's fourth chief of staff effective today, giving his resignation letter to the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last night. He's been representing North Carolina's 11th district for about 7 years. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
You know, you hear the commercials and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey to be perfectly honest, but I definitely have more energy. I don't get sleepy as early as I used to. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working. So I'll keep going with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Federal Reserve economist in St. Louis is predicting that the United States could see an unemployment rate of over 32% in the second quarter, saying 47 million workers may be laid off because of the coronavirus outbreak. Millions of Americans have already been laid off as states and localities are shutting down non-essential businesses and Americans are avoiding public gathering spots trying to contain the spread of the virus. A Florida pastor is facing charges for holding church services during the virus outbreak. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown was arrested yesterday after ignoring social distancing orders with a packed service at his Tampa Bay megachurch the previous day. Howard Brown was charged with unlawful assembly and violation of public health rules. Kansas is the latest state to change its Democratic primary because of the pandemic. Now it's going to be conducted completely by mail. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
An indoor training facility on the grounds of the U.S. Open Tennis Center in Queens, New York, has been turned into a temporary hospital so as to help New York City's hospitals deal with a surge of COVID-19 patients. The training area at the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center is housing 350 beds for people suffering from things other than COVID-19. Whole Foods workers set to strike today to protest employee protections, or what they say is lack of them, during the coronavirus outbreak. The company raising wages for U.S. and Canadian workers by $2 an hour since the outbreak began. But a Whole Foods labor group says their fundamental needs as workers have become more urgent. The workers at the Amazon-owned chain are expected to call out sick today to demand things like sick leave for self-isolated employees, health care coverage, and double hazard pay. And ABC and ESPN now moving up the release of a 10-part documentary about Michael Jordan and the 1990s Bulls. Reports are that the doc titled The Last Dance will begin airing on April 19th. The change will be announced today on Good Morning America. The miniseries was originally set to be released in June. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.